Bezat Hashem, we continue in our limud of Masechet Nazir. We are on Daf He, Amud Aleph, two lines from the top, Rabbi Nehorai Omer. This limud is Leilui Nishmat, Tzion ben Shalom, Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Rav Shalom Kohen ben Tfach Hamalka, Yair ben Tova, Naim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latif, Erez ben Miriam, Eta Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Devorah, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther, Chava bat Sarah, Luba bat Mazal, Lea bat Rachel, and Gabriela Masuda bat Sarah, Alehem HaShalom. Also, Lizchut Refuah Shlema for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avraham ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yaakov Yisrael Yochai ben Beloria, Yaakov Yisrael Bechor ben Marusia, Esther bat Sarah, Giras Tova bat Chana, and Chana bat Zulika, Lirfuah Shlema. We are here in the middle of a Gemara that we began on the bottom of Daf Daled Amud Bet, where we are introduced to the concept of Nezir Olam, the permanent Nazir. And the first example that we have of that is Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, who we learned that in the Braita, that Rabbi says that Avshalom was a Nezir Olam, and that he would take a haircut once every 12 months. And the Gemara on the top of He Amud Aleph by us here says that Rabbi learns it from a Gezerah Shava, Yamim Yamim from Batei Arechoma, buying or selling a house in Arechoma, in Eretz Yisrael, in the walled cities of Eretz Yisrael. So it says there, Yamim Tihye Geulato, that within a year he is allowed to redeem, to buy back his home. So just like Yamim over there means 12 months. And therefore, when it says Yamim by Avshalom, by him, Iketz Yamim La Yamim, when he would take a haircut, means once every 12 months. So, ma hatam yud bet chodesh, afkan yud bet chodesh. Now, the Braita continues and says two other opinions here. Rabbi Nehorai omer megaleach achat lelamed yom. Rabbi Nehorai said, Avshalom cut his hair once every 30 days, as the Gemara will explain the reason. Rabbi Yossi omer megaleach me'erev Shabbat le'erev Shabbat. Rabbi Yossi says he cut his hair from one Erev Shabbat to the other Erev Shabbat. Every week, once a week on Friday. Sheken matzinu bibnei melachim shemigalechim Erev Shabbat le'Erev Shabbat. As we find that sons of kings would cut their hair every Friday, every Erev Shabbat. And being that Avshalom was the son of David HaMelech, that's what he would do. So we have here in the Braita three opinions as to how often would Avshalom, who was Nezir Olam, would he take a haircut? According to Rabbi, once every 12 months. According to Rabbi Nehorai, once a month. According to Rabbi Yossi, once a week on Erev Shabbat. Now the Gemara asks, Mai ta'ama de Rabbi? What did we say was the reason of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? Yalif mi batei arechoma. You told me because he learns Yamim Yamim from batei arechoma. So the Gemara asks a question, V'harabi hu de'amar en yamim p'chutim mishnayim, which means like this, that in addition, Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds that in addition to the fact that we learn from this pasuk that he has a year, the one who sells the house in Arechoma, in the walled cities, has a year to be able to redeem it back, that we see from the pasuk. Later on it says, V'im lo yiga'el ad melot lo shana temimah. So therefore, when it says, Yamim tehiye geulato, simply taken, it means he has a year. Okay, but besides that, Rabbeinu HaKadosh also learned from the word Yamim, that en yamim p'chutim mishnayim, that the word Yamim does not mean less than 2 days. What does that mean? It means, Rabbi learns from this word, Yamim, that for the first 2 days after the person sells the house, he cannot redeem it yet. He has to let 2 days pass, and only then can he redeem back his house. And he has a year from that time. But the first 2 days after he sold the house, he cannot buy it back. And Rabbi learns it from the word yamim. Yamim means days in plural. And that means the least, at least 2 days. So the question is, if Rabbi already learns from yamim, p'chutim mishnayim, so maybe we can say that Avshalom took a haircut every 2 days. If Rabbi learns from Yamim that it has a connotation of 2 days, then maybe that's what it means when it says Yamim by Avshalom. They would take a haircut every 2 days. How does Rabbi say once in 12 months? Answers the Gemara, Hai gezera shava mishum koved gemir, ubishne yamim leka koved. The way that Rabbeinu HaKadosh learns this gezera shava, the fact that it says yamim by Avshalom, and it says yamim by Batei HaRechoma, it's because it says by Avshalom that the reason why he would take his haircut was because of koved. Koved means weight, because it was heavy upon him. The hair would become heavy. Ubishnei yamim leka koved. In 2 days, there's no significant weight that is added to the hair that the pasuk would call it heavy. So therefore, you have to understand that when it says yamim, it cannot mean 2 days. We have to go by the simpler understanding of the pasuk that yamim means 1 year, 12 months. And that's how we learn by Gezerah Shava from Yamim of Batei HaRechoma to Yamim of Avshalom that it means 12 months. So the Gemara asks, Ve'ema shetei shanim, tichti vayhi miketz shenatayim yamim. How do you know that Yamim by Avshalom means 12 months? Maybe Yamim means 2 years, 24 months. As we see by Parashat Miketz, where it says, Vayhi miketz shenatayim yamim. And it came to pass at the end of 2 years of days. So you see, the word yamim is which natayim. So maybe Avshalom took a haircut once in 2 years. The Gemara says, no. Danim yamim she'enim ahem shanim, mi yamim she'enim ahem shanim. We learn the word yamim by Avshalom that does not have the word shanim next to it from a source where the word yamim is also without the word shanim next to it, such as yamim tiye geulato, which means yamim tiye geulato is 12 months. So we learn to the Yamim that is written by Avshalom, it means 12 months. But we cannot learn from this one in Miketz. This word Yamim in Miketz is associated, is mentioned together with Shenatayim. So since it's put together with Shenatayim, that's not the Yamim that we learn with. We learn Yamim by Avshalom, where it's not written with the word Shanim, from a source where Yamim is not written with the word Shanim. And that's by Batei HaRechoma. That's why it means 12 months. Asks the Gemara another question. Ve'ema sheloshim yom, maybe where it says by Avshalom yamim, it means 30 days. Dichtiv ad chodesh yamim. In Parashat Be'alotcha, it says until chodesh yamim, days of a month. So you see, yamim means a month. Once again, similarly, the Gemara answers. Danin yamim she'eni mayim chodashim, mi yamim she'eni mayim chodashim. By Avshalom, it says the word yamim without the word chodesh. So we learn from a source where it just says yamim without the word chodesh, such as Batei HaRechoma. Ve'al yochiach zeh sheyeshimo chodashim. But we don't learn from this pasuk ad chodesh yamim, where the word yamim is mentioned with chodesh. The Gemara asks further. Ve'ema mehacha mi yamim yamima. Maybe Rav Yehuda Nasi should have derived the meaning of Yamim from the pasuk in Shoftim Perek Yud Aleph, where it says, Mi Yamim Yamima. I'll read to you the entire pasuk. The pasuk in Shoftim Yud Aleph, pasuk Mem, says, Mi Yamim Yamima telachna benot Israel letanot lebat yiftach hagil adi arbaat yamim bashana. The daughters of Israel would go Mi Yamim Yamima from time to time to lament together with the daughter of Yiftach HaGiladi, who died, Arba'at Yamim Bashana, 4 times a year. Oh, so what do we see here? That when it says Yamim, it actually means 4 times a year. So maybe that's where Rabbi Yehuda Nasi should learn to Avshalom. How do we know it means once a year? Once again, the Gemara answers similarly, Danim Yamim Miyamim, and Danim Yamim Miyamima. We learn the word yamim from another source where it says just yamim. We don't learn from a source where it says yamim and the word yamima. Yamim yamima can mean 4 times a year. But when it just says yamim, it can mean once a year, as we learn from Batei HaRechoma to the pasuk by Avshalom. The Gemara asks the following question. Umay nafkamina? What's the difference between the word yamim and yamima? You're saying we learn yamim from yamim, but not from yamima. They're basically the same word, just because it's a different variation of the word, that doesn't stop us from learning a Gezerah Shava. V'hatana de Rabbi Ishmael, we learned from Tana in the yeshiva of Rabbi Ishmael, v'shava kohen uva kohen zo yeshiva zo ibiya. In Parashat Metzora, when it talks about the tzara'at, so it says there, v'shav hakohen, and the kohen will return, uva hakohen, and the kohen will come. And we learn, Zuhi Shiva Zuhi Biyah. that the same word of Shiva is the same word as Bi'ah. Returning and coming is the same thing. And that's why we learn a Gezerah Shava over there in the matters of Metzora. What do we see from here? That when we learn a Gezerah Shava, an analogy of words, of comparison of words, even if they're not exactly the same word, it could be even just, all they have in common is the meaning, that's enough for a Gezerah Shava. So therefore, why can't we learn the Yamim by Avshalom from Yamima by the daughters of Israel of Yiftach HaGiladi, that it's four times a year? Answers the Gemara, Hani Milihecha Deleka Dedamele. The Gemara says, you're right, we do make a Gezerah Shava, even if the words are not exactly the same variation. But that's when we don't have another one that is identical to it. So then, when you have no choice, you make the Gezerah Shava of the Shav and Uba, Zohi Shiva, Zohi Bia. Aval Heicha Deika Dedamele. But if I have an option, I have a choice, there's another place where it says Yamim only, just like by Avshalom, Midedamele Alfinan. We learn from that, which is similar, which is identical. We choose to learn from there rather than learn from a place where it's not exactly the same. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi learns Yamim of Avshalom from Yamim of Batei Arechoma and not from Yamim Yamima of Sefer Shoftim. Ika d'amri, some say, another reason why we don't learn from Yamim Yamima, because Menayad Inan Dekol Tlata Yalchin Chad Zimna. Because from where do we know that the Benot Yisrael would come and lament with the daughter of Yiftach once every 3 months, which means at a fixed time? It says in the Pasuk there, four times a year. Okay, how do you know four times a year means exactly once every 3 months? Dilma arba'a zimne beshata. Maybe it just means four times a year, but not in a fixed time. Maybe they came once, and then they came later, 2 months later, then 5 months later, and then whatever, it added up to four times a year. But how do you know it's a fixed time of once in 3 months? Or let's say, arba'a yalchin chad zimne. Or maybe what they did was, after 4 months, they would visit one time, and then after 2 months, they would visit one time. You know, again, arba'a yalchin chad zimna, teren yalchin b'chad zimna. Maybe after 4 months, they came for one visit, and then after the next 2 months, they came for one visit. That's why we can't learn from the Yamim that is written by Yiftach HaGiladi, because it doesn't necessarily show us that it was at a fixed time. Therefore, we choose to learn from Yamim of Batei Arechoma, which means once a year. So to by Avshalom, it means he would take a haircut once a year. So till here, we were explaining the opinion of Rabbi regarding Avshalom the Nezir Olam. Now the Gemara comes back to explain Rabbi Nehorai Omer Megaleach Achat Mishloshim Yom. Aitama, what's the reason of Rabbi Nehorai that says that he would take a haircut once every 30 days? So the Gemara says, Gabe Kohanim Mishum De'ika Kovet. Because by Kohanim, what's the reason with regards to Kohanim? The halacha is that they have to cut their hair every 30 days, the Kohanim and the Bet HaMikdash. That's because of Kovet, because there's noticeable weight to the hair after 30 days. Hachanami ka Kovet. So here also, in the case of Avshalom, the Pasuk states that there was noticeable weight after the time passed, and that's when he would cut his hair. So since we see by Kohanim, the noticeable weight begins after a month, so too